from KQED.
A couple hundred communities across the country, including San Diego, Fresno, and San Jose, are experimenting with a new approach to homelessness. Santa Clara County, for instance, is investing $1 million in its pilot program to move chronically homeless people off the streets and into apartments. Peter John Schuler reports.
Jennifer Loving is executive director of Destination Home in San Jose. She spent her formative years at a church in Venice Beach, run by her uncle and family, that kept its doors open to homeless people as a de facto shelter.
I have cared about homelessness since I was 9 years old, and I have been involved in homeless services my entire adult career. I care about this issue deeply, and I feel like we are really onto something.
Loving is part of a radically different approach to ending homelessness taking place in Santa Clara County. Her organization brings together local governments and nonprofits to collaborate in a project called Housing 1000. County vouchers are combined with funds from the city of San Jose, the federal government, and other sources. So far, the effort has placed 333 chronically homeless people in permanent housing in one of the most affluent counties in the state.
When people have housing subsidies, when they have people who can support them to navigate the system, it's much easier. But if you have people who have no income or on fixed incomes, with the housing prices here, it's ridiculously difficult to get somebody housed.
The focus is not managing homelessness through emergency shelters and transitional housing. That's the old model. Hillary Baroga is with EHC Life Builders, one of the local groups participating. She says the new goal is to find the most vulnerable people living on the streets and get them into permanent housing.
If you have to worry every night about where you're going to sleep, where you're going to be safe, you're not thinking in the long term.
This is the living room you're in right now. That's the kitchen. That's my daughter Chantel, my grandson Amari.
43-year-old Jennifer Berry has been on and off the streets since she was 13 years old. She was in several domestic violence shelters and then an emergency shelter before the county placed her in this two-bedroom apartment in San Jose. She can now bring her daughters and 3-year-old grandson under one roof for the first time.
It still takes me a while to believe it. You know, I'm like, wow. It's like one of the first things I wake up in the morning and think about. It's so cool.
Berry lives here because the county pays a rental subsidy of $1,000 a month to her landlord. Berry also contributes part of her supplemental security income to the rent. All the tenants in the program must pay a third of their monthly income with a minimum of $20. But to reach the goal of getting 1,000 people into homes this year, the campaign will have to find a lot more landlords willing to participate.
As a manager or a property owner, you have to protect all your other tenants, and we've made that very clear.
Property manager Teresa Garcia hesitated at first when a prospective tenant told her he'd qualified for the Housing 1000 program.
We had concerns about having a lot of homeless people coming over, hanging around.
Garcia manages a number of Victorians in downtown San Jose. In the end, she said yes.
The case manager that's involved with the tenant that we ended up renting to, he's very open and he's very involved in the whole situation. So if I have any questions, I just call him.
Tracking whether permanent housing actually keeps people out of homelessness is part of this program. Destination Home's Jennifer Loving says for the first time, service providers and government agencies are sharing data and creating system-wide tools to evaluate costs. Loving says this will help them understand the individual profiles of people living on the streets.
I think that every single time it works and someone moves in and gets their own place, I mean, that's what makes it worth it.
Santa Clara County has more than 2,500 chronically homeless, so Housing 1000 has a large task ahead. Loving says by the end of the year, there will be hard data showing whether permanent housing for the homeless is the best way to keep people off the streets. For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.